This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection by Montana writer Adrian Jawort, who edited and contributed to a recent volume, Off the Path, an anthology of 21st century Montana American Indian writers, a powerful compilation. A member of the Northern Cheyenne tribe, Jawort predicts that a new wave of young Native writers is rising to literary eminence. Jawort writes of his work,
"In my dozen or so years as a Native American journalist, I've had the pleasure of speaking to many American Indians who've left their reservations to pursue various successful endeavors. As a result, they wanted their own tribal people to explore the world outside of their rural reservations in order to expand their own horizons and seemingly constricted viewpoints. While living at home, they didn't believe their own observations, insights, or even hardships counted to the rest of an indifferent world. But while away from it, they experienced revelations about how unique their homeland is, as other people were truly fascinated and yearned to hear more about the area they came from. Until the 1960s, Native Americans were thought of primarily as caricatures of the past. That perception would begin to change with N. Scott Mamaday's 1969 Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Housemaid of Dawn, about a contemporary Native. This marked the beginning of the so-called Native American Renaissance, which grew throughout the 1970s as authors like James Welch, Joy Harjo, Simon Ortiz, and Louise Erdrich gained literary eminence. Those writers set up a second wave of the Renaissance that includes Sherman Alexie, Deborah Erling, and others. I believe if ever a third Renaissance of American Indian writers occurs, the spark igniting the fire must come from natives themselves."
Jawort pairs his reflection with a passage by Blackfeet writer Sterling Holy White Mountain. The story, The Education of Little Man False Starboy, shows a Native protagonist trying to break the cycle of destructive history.
Although his daily life is haunted by that history, as well as by car wrecks and a long list of dead classmates, he begins to sense a different way to live, one that fills him with an ache and curiosity. Holy White Mountain writes,
"The last afternoon of the powwow, when we were sitting in the arbor in the shade of the highest bleacher, Con said he'd heard from my grandpa, his dad, I'd been drinking a lot. 'I drink some,' I said. 'That's not what I heard,' he said. 'I heard you were out every other night with that one.' 'Which one?' I said. 'You know,' he said. 'That one.' We watched the women's fancy competition for a minute, the singers' voices blaring over the PA system. They were down to the last four, the judges standing at the periphery scrutinizing the women. One of the dancers, she was a Siksika from up by Calgary. I had seen her summers before. Her moccasins did not seem to touch the ground. She obeyed the physical laws of another world. The women danced, and my heart ached for reasons that had nothing to do with attraction. I didn't want any of them. I had no interest in speaking to them. I wanted to watch."
A short story excerpt by Sterling Holy White Mountain.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Austin, audio producer, financial support from Humanities Montana.
Listen again and subscribe to our podcast at reflectionswest.org.